like I say, we here at our two police and military associations have not vetted this ourselves, but this is the third source I've heard from in the last week that this went on at Pocatello, Idaho, where the National Guard was stripped of all of its arms, long-range cannon and small arms, too. And the company commander, the CO, asked, why are we being stripped? And the Army told him, there's going to be a party this winter, and you're not invited. So, see, folks, the government is very worried about the National Guard because it's made up of people in the counties in the state. And they're afraid if the red and blue list goes out, where they have to go house to house and kick the doors in and take the weapons away from the people, that they will not shoot the American people if they say no. We're not going to give it to them. But the foreign troops that they're bringing in by the hundreds of thousands, there's 300,000 foreign troops here that we know of right now, will be willing to do this. So they're taking the guns away, allegedly now. We haven't vetted this ourselves, but we're working on it. But anyway, this is the third time I've heard from military people that say that the National Guard is being stripped of all their weapons, and also vehicles, too, by the way. This source goes on to say, any of you that have the ability or strings to get on the phone and see if there's verification from any other sources of this, please do it. This is what I got back from my grapevine. This is from a very credible source. I would bet the farm on this man's say-so. I have sanitized this email to protect my source from being found out. I talked to a friend who is the company commander of the National Guard Transportation Unit here in Spokane. They have heard the same news, but didn't have any specific details. They didn't have much weapons outside of their M16s and their 9mm pistols. But they do know that National Guard units around the nation are being stripped of their heavy crew-served weapons. The Montana National Guard has been stripped of its M1 Abram tanks and made into a hazmat and water purification unit. Listen to that, folks. The Montana National Guard allegedly has been turned into a hazmat and water purification unit. The COMO unit in Moses Lake National Guard has been stripped of all of its camo gear and is being reassigned as truck drivers for the Spokane detachment. It doesn't sound good, folks. All National Guard returnees have report directly to Fort Lewis now and are not being released. Most are being sent back to Iraq to get them out of this country so they can help the American people. Under martial law. A lot of National Guard folks are quitting in disgust. Those who stay are getting promotions over those who didn't re-up now. Well, I guess you know what this means. It looks like we're in deep trouble. That's not what he said, but I won't say that on the air what he said, but we're in deep trouble. And it's about to hit the fan. If you would like to, you can call me at home at this number, 970-964-5125. That's 970, area code, 964-5125, if you have credible information. And folks, if you know, if you are military and you know anything about this, please contact us here at our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order. Please call us if you're military and you can confirm that this is actually going on. I thought I heard the music there. Are we? Yeah, okay. We're going to a break, and we're coming back for the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, and we'll finish this up. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Okay, folks, we got a line of callers on the line. This is the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. We're talking about some serious things here, folks. I hope that you've gone out and bought your ammunition and your weapons, because they're going to be very hard to get. They'll be impossible to get under martial law. And they're going to come to your community and take you away if you love the Lord Jesus Christ and you're standing up for, as God told us to do in Psalms 94:16, where he asked us, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? And you better have your hand up, because God is watching, okay? And you better be active in standing up against the evildoers and rising up against the workers of iniquity, or you're going to have to stand before God one day and answer why you didn't do what he told you to do. Anyway, folks, we have callers on the line, but let me give out that number again, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I would ask you to get a hold of your National Guard in your state, and find out, folks, ask them the question if they've been disarmed yet by the Army, as other National Guard were assuming. This is the third call I've gotten that these things are true, but we're not sure yet. But get a hold of your National Guard and find out if they've been disarmed yet and their military equipment taken away from them. And then give us a call, would you please? Call us at 208 area code 935-7852 here at our two police and military association. That's 208 Area code 935-7852. All right, let's go now to Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, welcome back to the program.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Officer Jack.
Good to have you back, brother. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I am, Jack.
Good.
I'm deeply concerned like everybody else. Hey, I checked out your website just to make sure about the jackmclam.org. Boy, that's a handsome picture of you, Jack. You're a handsome lad.
Well, I wish I was still that handsome. I'm 64 now, so I've changed a little bit, brother. I've got 40 pounds on me. I'm trying to get off so I can get back to my fighting weight. I think I need to lose it so that I can do some combat, looks like, in the future here.
Now, has all that blonde hair turned gray or white, Jack, or what?
Oh, yeah, it's white nowadays. It's white. I'm a white-headed guy.
Okay. You're a white guy, huh?
I'm a white guy. Good old Irish cop, a retired cop.
That's okay, Jack. There's a few good white guys around.
A few.
We won't hold that against you.
Okay, I appreciate it, brother.
Hey, Jack, you know the thing, I think I've brought this up a little bit to us in the past to you, but now let me ask you a question, Jack.
Yeah.
Listen to your show. Now, do you believe that the, because I don't think you do, but I'm just asking.
Okay.
Do you believe that the Sephardic Jews are part of the synagogue of Satan?
No. No, they are horribly oppressed. I have several Jewish brothers and sisters in the military that have told me that they were horribly oppressed. And they lived side by side for hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands of years, with the Arabs, and got along just fine until the communist Zionist Gentiles, calling themselves Jews, came in 1948. So they're not of the synagogue of Satan. Now, they could be, brother. Now, let me back up here and say this, that if they're following the evil Talmud and the Kabbalah, then they're definitely in trouble. They're definitely in trouble. I don't know if Jesus would call them the synagogue of Satan, because he's called the phony Jews the synagogue of Satan. And so that's a good question, though. But if they're following the evil Talmud, which is really a satanic book, I've read a lot of it because our wonderful brothers and sisters, Jewish brothers and sisters, have brought me site after site after site in here to show it to me, how evil and violent it is. And so I've learned a lot of things over about 15 years that my good Jewish brothers and sisters have been bringing material into me. But that's the way I think that the Sephardic Jews, many of them, matter of fact, had turned Christian. And so they would be of the Christian community, and there was a lot of them at the time when the communist Zionists came in 1948 and oppressed them. Go right ahead, Dave.
Oh, yeah, okay, Jack, because now here, see, I have a different interpretation, but before I tell you what mine is,
okay.
It's important to bear in mind now. Evidently, the Apostle John wrote these words like around 96 A.D.,
right,
in the year 96 A.D.
Okay.
And of course, we know, for example, like Khazar Jews didn't come along until like the middle of the 8th century.
That's right, 750 A.D., matter of fact.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and same with the Ashkenazi Jews and everything, didn't come until way after.
Right, very 90s. True. Yeah.
So my interpretation, Jack, what I feel this is saying is, Jesus is addressing Jews that became Christians at Smyrna.
Right.
And what he's saying is that he's not saying that these Jews aren't Jews, but what he's saying is that the true Jews received the true Messiah. And these Jews that are in the synagogue of Satan are the Jews who rejected the true Messiah. He's not...
Very true. Very true. I think you're right. I think you're right. I just know that several places in the Bible, he refers to the phony Jews as the synagogue of Satan. But, brother, there's only two sides. Either you're with Jesus or you're with Satan. There's only two sides. There's no in-between, and there's no middle ground. So I understand what you're saying, yes.
Yeah, like Chuck, to be even clearer now, in other words, I don't believe that Jesus or the Apostle John is trying to teach that these Jews that are of the synagogue of Satan are really Gentiles. You know, I don't think that's the meaning of that passage, you know?
Well, I don't know, brother. It seems to fit today. Revelations 2:9 fits exactly what's happening over there. We have a number, about four Jewish brothers, who have told me some of them were actually, two of them were with the Jewish Defense League, the army over there, and they have told us that that country's run by these phony Jews, and that's exactly what Jesus says in Revelations 2:9.
I understand what you're saying, Jack, about later on in history, about the Khazars and the Ashkenazis, but I'm just saying,
right. You
always cite Revelation 2:9 and everything, and, you know,
3:9-2. 3:9-2. Revelations 3:9 is basically the same thing.
3:9. And actually, like my actual interpretation, Jack, so that I'm clear, that I mean, in other words, I think Jesus is actually talking about these pure-blooded Sephardic Jews who have rejected the true Messiah, Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. Well, I think you're right, brother. I think you're right. When I think back to the scriptures, way before 750 A.D., Jesus was calling the synagogue of Satan, so I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I'd be very leery, Jack, of a lot of these Jews that apparently you have a lot of Jewish friends, but just because they say they're Sephardic doesn't, you know, if they reject Jesus, they're not solid.
They're in trouble. They're in trouble, brother, because there's only one other side. If you reject Jesus, then you're in the hands of Satan. That's true.
Yeah, so...
Okay, Brother Dave, thank you for that. Yeah, clarification, and I think you're right, because as I remember back now to the scriptures, Jesus was calling them the synagogue of Satan when he was up against the Pharisees, who in my studies I have found that they are... Of the class of Esau Edom, that they very much, the Pharisees were a part of Esau Edom, which God had said when Esau was born that he hated him because he knew he would lead this world program to destroy Christ and Christians. So I think you're right, Dave. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Okay, Jack. Thank you very much.
Okay, God bless you, Jack. Thanks, brother. Yeah, I think Dave's right, folks. Way before 70 A.D., when King Joseph in Khazaria, in Eastern Europe, accepted Judaism, the Pharisees' religion of the Talmud, the evil Talmud, Jesus was calling certain parts of the Israelis the synagogue of Satan, way before that. So, Dave, I think you're absolutely right. It's not just the phony Jews. And by the way, folks, I know a lot of good, fine, and some of them even Christian Ashkenazi Jews that are, if they become Christian, they're not Jews any longer, but they're great people. And so not all Ashkenazi Khazar Jews are bad people. Not all of them at all. A lot of them hate the communist Zionists, absolutely hate the communist Zionists. They're trying to expose them and to shut them down. We'll be right back with more callers. Melody in Colorado will be back with you right after this break.
Bye. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Coming right back with Melody in Colorado. Sister Melody, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello, Officer McLam.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Good.
I believe in the past you've talked about the different colors on the mailboxes.
Yeah.
And I was curious as what do the different colors mean?
Okay. There's a debate about the last color. It could be green. In some places it's green, in other places it's pink. But the first two, the red and the blue, the red on your mailbox or on the sidewalk, they're spraying it with iridescent dots or sticking iridescent dots so they can see it at night, which means they're coming after dark to our homes. And the foreign troops won't have any way of knowing. They can't read our language, so they're using these red and blue dots and green and yellow dots. Yeah, yellow dots and green dots. But the red one means that you are to be dispatched immediately. They come into your house, pull you out in the yard, or take you away in a black van, and they shoot you in the head, you and your family in the head, if you have a red dot. And then if you have a blue dot, they separate you and your family under martial law. They take the adults and put them in concentration camps for adults, and they take the children and put them in children's camps. And some have told me in the military these are pedophile camps where the pedophiles will go get the kids that they want and do what they want to with them. But the blue dot is that you will be going in for re-education and won't be killed unless you do not take the re-education, the brainwashing, in other words. Then you would be killed. But then the yellow dot and the green dot is supposed to mean that you have proven that you'll make a good slave for the Antichrist world government system, and they're going to leave you alone. If you have a yellow dot or a green dot, they're going to just bypass your house and let you serve as a slave in the Antichrist system. And so that's what they mean, sister, and I've gotten calls from probably five people now across the nation that have these dots on their mailboxes and on their sidewalks, and they don't know what they mean. And I'm telling them to go out and go to the grocery store, go to the hardware store, go to Home Depot, and get some iridescent paint, yellow or green paint, and paint over those dots to make them yellow or green. If you have a red dot or a blue dot, you need to repaint them with iridescent paint so when the foreign troops come by in the dark and they see it, it's reflecting green or it's reflecting yellow. And so that will confuse them greatly, and they won't come in, kick your door in, and carry you off, and your family too.
I just find that kind of interesting because I was listening to Janet Phelan's program with Dr. Carley, and she was saying that she kept seeing this green dot on, I believe it was her mailbox, and she kept taking it off.
Yeah.
She didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, that's not good, though, because if you take your dot off, they'll probably come in, kick your door in. So the best thing to do is go down and paint it with iridescent paint. Now, if she had a yellow or a green dot, she's fine.
That's what she had, was a green dot.
That means that she's proven that she will be fine under the Antichrist system, and she will serve as a slave. But if you have a red dot or a blue dot, get down and change it, and change it to an iridescent one that shines at night, because if you just paint it over with any paint, and it doesn't shine at night, they're going to come to your door, and they won't bypass you, in other words.
Okay.
Okay, Melody?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
God bless you now.
Mm-hmm.
Take
Bye.
Care. Okay, let's go to J.G. in California. J.G., welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
I had a question to bring up. Who is this number 970, Jack, that we're supposed to notify? Was this a 970-964 number, or who is this guy? What's his name, or what's his status?
Let's see here. Let's see. Okay. The guy that gave out his phone number here is Bob Phillips. And evidently, he's got connections with the military because he's had a lot of military contact and made a lot of military contact. But it's 970-964-5125 for Bob Phillips. And he's the one that has written that these comments, that he has vetted this somewhat, not entirely. He's still vetting it, as we're trying to do here at our two police military associations. So It is getting a lot of I'm getting a lot of contacts now. I've had three now in this last few days that this has happened. And that doesn't mean it's happened, brother. But it means that I've got to check it out some more with some other National Guard friends that I know. Okay. JG?
Yeah,
I hear the music. If you want to hold on, I can come back to you right after the break.
Yes, I do.
Okay, hang on. We'll be right back, folks, after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Back to JG, let me tell you, I've just heard from Chris Hinckley, Road Warrior Radio, and he says that he's talked to three of the 148th National Guard in Pocatello directly, and he says that they cannot confirm that this activity took place. So he doesn't believe it. He believes the story is a hoax. Well, we're going to check it out ourselves, folks, because this is the third time we've heard it. And so we're going to check it out. But I just wanted to tell you that Chris Hinckley of Road Warrior Radio has said that he doesn't believe it because he's talked to three of them. And he's going to keep talking to National Guardsmen to see if they all confirm that it didn't happen or did happen. So appreciate your work, Chris Hinckley. Thank you so much for working on this. And just want to tell you folks that we're not convinced that this happened yet, but we wouldn't be surprised. We just wouldn't be surprised at all. But what we'd be surprised at is that the National Guard would let it happen. That's what would surprise us. Okay, let's go right back to JG in California.
Yeah, hey, hi, Jack. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I just wanted a quick, just an offshoot message. I happened to be reading something in Gun Digest, one of their sort of pamphlet type, publications, and it said that a town in, and I'm pretty sure about only 80%, it could have been different, but the name is Harold, Texas, I believe, and the evidently the district there is allowing their teachers to carry on campus. So I thought that was a great thing that I read.
Oh, I heard that. I did hear
that.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. That's just a great step. The main question is, you know, if this thing with the guard unit is true, could there be another reason why they'd be doing it other than our usual skepticism about, you know, total takeover? I mean, obviously, the presumption by us is that, you know, they united we stand, divided we fall, which is, you know, the parties, the Republican, Democrat, financing all the wars, you know, and who is really doing the puppeteering. But, you know, that being said, could there be any other reason, presumptuously, that they could be doing this?
Well, I can't think of one, brother. I know martial law is in the works.
You believe that, Jack? Do you really believe that?
I really believe it. All the information we're getting in that it's really in the works. The communist Chertoff and his two communist agents under him are setting it all up with FEMA. And the camps we've verified are being built for 50 million Americans by Halliburton. And there's already 800 camps in the United States to put us in, but they want 50 million Americans capacity. And many other reasons that we know that martial law is being looked at. You know, they General Franks, the Jewish General Franks, said that after the next attack on America, the Constitution will be suspended and the Bill of Rights, it will be under martial law. So they've so stated that, too. So, yes, I totally believe it, brother, because of all the input we're getting here about activities. We just got another one that a sheriff in Orange County is calling in all of the concealed weapons permits across his county now, or her county. She's a female sheriff. And taking the guns away from people that have concealed weapons permits. And that's what we've been figuring because Butch Reno, remember Butch Reno, was fighting against the concealed weapons permits but also loved it because people were going in and turning in their right to keep and bear arms into a government privilege when they get these permits. So she was just crying wolf to make them think she didn't want them to happen, but she loves gun owners to go in and register that they have guns. Yeah.
Right. Where did you hear this Orange County thing?
Well, I've got a press release right now, October 9th, 2008, from the Orange County Register. Orange County newspaper called the Orange County Register there. It's right in there.
And she's canceling all civilian permits?
Well, she's sent out letters to everybody that they have to. She's changed the, it's kind of like the Australian letter that they put in all the newspapers across Australia that you can't use private protection of your family or in your home for a reason to own a gun. And so she's put in more restrictions and made it much harder, and she sent out letters and told all the people that have concealed weapons permits to come in and show her, prove to her that they need a weapon. And it's really strict now that she's changed the parameters there. So she's saying in this broadcast in the Orange County Register newspaper that she thinks that most all the permits will be suspended.
Yeah, because in your vampire killer, Jack, in your vampire killer police manual, you had a similar letter from the police chief or the government from New Wales telling the citizens that they were not allowed to use their long arms or something for it was no excuse for usage of protection.
That's right. For home protection or family protection or community protection, that's not a reason to be able to own a firearm. And that came right out in all the newspapers in New South Wales.
Was that true that our military went over to Australia and New Zealand and helped disarm those people?
Our military?
That's what I heard, yes.
Well, I've never heard that, brother. I was there for 2 weeks talking to their police and soldiers,
okay.
And the police and soldiers were very upset about disarming the people.
Mm-hmm.
And we had quite a conversation, so I never heard. I mean, it could have happened, I guess, because our government, of course, is all behind taking the guns away from the people all across the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't heard that that happened.
And do you believe that, what a lot of us have been informed, that our government has gotten with the Bloods and the Crips and been paying them and training them for house disarmament? Do you believe in that?
I've heard about that several times, but I've never had a chance to confirm it for sure. But it sounds like it, because they're taking the Bloods and the Crips now in the Army, and they're taking felons into police departments across the nation now.
God,
they're hiring felons because they have no moral code, and they can be told to do things that the normal Christian police officer who's being run out.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the Phoenix Police Department, 2,600 men and women under arms, they changed the policy and were running Christians out, and we're not hiring any Christians any longer. That's been over 20 years ago.
Right. I also read in a publication, a prominent one, 10, 12 years ago, that they were using lesbian women being hired by the county, probably through the government, as people, the using these women that have no conscience for what you call it, euthanasia, the animals.
Yes.
They specifically were using lesbians.
Yeah, and that happened in the Phoenix Police Department while I was on the force there, too. JC, I've got to go to the other callers, brother.
Thank you.
God bless you. Okay, let's go to Keith in Indiana. Keith, welcome to the program, brother.
Hello, Jack. How are you today?
I am doing fine.
Now, listen, I may have to call you later and do this, but, I'm going back to the first hour and your talk about words. You use a phrase. Called the Jewish Gentiles. All right, now, do you use your concordance regularly? Do you look up words like Gentile and Jew and so forth?
Well, I don't. No, I don't. I read the Holy Bible, and I don't have any problem with it.
Right.
When I read it, I understand it, brother.
Okay, let me just tell you something here. First of all, I keep talking about, Dave keeps calling in from Massachusetts.
Uh-huh,
The other night, I heard him testify that he believes that Joseph was an evil man. King David was an evil man. He does not understand who Israel is. That's his problem. Israel's a real people on this earth.
That's right. They're still here today.
The new covenant was made with Israel, and as long as you can see the sun, the moon, and the stars, according to Jeremiah 31, they would not cease to be a people from before him under covenant law. Covenant's a contract. Now, let me just try and explain something to you in 1 minute, if I can.
Well, yes. Okay.
All right. If you look up the word Gentile, it really just means nations, geopolitical nations.
That's very true. Very true.
1484. Yeah. Sometimes the same word is translated as nation. Now, Paul, in Acts 24:17, called his own nation, Cilicia, he was from Tarsus, a Gentile. And yet he was an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin.
Uh-huh.
You see, now, when you're talking about Israel, you're talking about a people. You're talking about Gentiles.
Yes, we are, even today, brother. Yeah.
Geopolitical nations. The Sephardic Jews, you can find their name written, 2 Kings 17, verse 24. They are not Israelites.
That's
right. The covenant is made only with Israel.
That's
true. A covenant must have two things in it, parties, terms and conditions.
Uh-huh.
Lawfully binding agreement with those two elements. If it doesn't have either one of them, it's not a contract. But God made a very real contract, not a spiritual contract. There's no converting non-Israelites and making them spiritual Israelites. None of that's true in the Bible. That's what they're teaching in these deceived dispensational churches.
That's
spiritual
right.
Spiritual covenant,
brother.
Spiritual Israel.
Yeah.
Now, it's very important. Go ahead.
Yeah, Keith, I've got to go to other callers, brother.
Well why but is it? Why
you're
is
right
it
on
people,
target.
Well,
you're right on target,
people,
and I appreciate your call.
Jack?
Yes.
You give people like 5 minutes. Like I always get like 30 seconds. I was going to.
Well,
I'm just looking
at the time, brother, and I have three other callers on the line. It's nothing to do with you personally, and
I
enjoy your comments very, very much. It's very important what you're saying.
I'll call you at home because I had the important part was yet to come. I'll call you at home then.
Okay, thank you, brother. Okay, thank you. Yeah, folks, it's all to do with time on the clock, and we've got Flora, John, and George yet to get to. Let's go to Flora, Sister Flora in Idaho. Welcome, welcome, Sister.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
I have three urgent messages, and just to add on what you've been talking about, May 4th or around there, President Bush took the sovereignty of Idaho away and said that the National Guard was under Fed protection. And we have feds here, two divisions up near Boise somewhere, where they are in charge of disease patrol. Now I have something very, very important to tell you. The number for the precious Iraqi veterans against the war, the phone number and fax number is 215-241-7123.
Say that again.
215-241-7123.
7123, okay.
The fax number is 267-519-4593.
Okay.
They have a lot of Iraqi veterans that will come to you and speak to you wherever you want, in a group and so on. Please, people, treat these numbers with respect. I haven't heard anymore. I probably will from Chris Hinckley, the Road Warrior. I haven't heard how the veteran is that got his head crushed by a horse. That there were seven veterans trying to get in to the debate so that they could say why they didn't like and didn't want the war and they wanted our troops home.
Right.
So they got pushed outside. They didn't get in. And then six of them got arrested. One of them got his head crushed. And there was one left named Jason. Now, their website is, and it means Iraqi Veterans Against the War.org. IVAW.org.
Okay.
Now, I have a short little thing I'm going to say, and then I want to go on to the executive orders.
Okay, Sister, I've got two other callers, and we're quickly running out of time here. So we don't have much time left.
Well, I can't get you an email. I don't have a calling card. At least, please, people, call these veterans against the war.
Okay.
And find out. I don't have a calling card, or I would.
Will do, Sister.
Thank
okay.
You. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Thanks a lot. Let's go to John in Tennessee. Brother John, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jack. Very quickly, I was listening to what you said about the armory in Idaho. I can't verify it. I can't deny it, but I'm not surprised. I'm looking the conclusion I'm coming to is sometime after the first of the year, possibly early February, we may see martial law enacted, and there's several reasons for it. Part of it is that they're beginning now, and we know that we're going to have over-the-air communications on television. Go away in February, and personally, I believe that broadcast radio is going to go away at the same time.
Under martial law, for sure, we will not have any free speech any longer.
Well, they've had the capability for years, Jack, to block radio transmissions.
Yeah.
I've seen some things going down the road. I drive a truck. And I've seen some vehicles going down the road. I wouldn't be surprised if not only does broadcast television go away, but over the air. And think about this. I know it's different frequencies, but what would prevent broadcast radio from going away and them telling us, well, we'll keep you informed via the television set?
Right, yes. Yeah, they're definitely going to have control of all the communications under martial law, brother. No question about it. They're going to get rid of the web, and they're going to stop all publications like Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter through the post office. They won't accept it any longer, and all the alternative talk radio will be gone too.
Well, one more thing, Jack. Very quickly. This is the first time in history that we have all four vice presidential presidential candidates with names that are biblical. Barack, who never went into battle without Deborah, John, Sarah, and Joseph. So I think we're looking at an election that is of biblical proportions. You may disagree with me, you may agree with me, but I think this is something that we'll never see again. And this, in my opinion, is going to be the last election that America is going to see if they allow it to go through.
Yeah, I think you're right, brother.
I won't keep you. I'll let you go to your other listeners.
Okay, thank you, John. Thank you very much. Okay, George, hang on. We'll be back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned, folks. We're wrapping it up with George in Texas. Stay tuned.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Okay, folks, we're coming in hot. We've got two more callers just popped up on the line. We only have 2 minutes, so let's go to George in Texas. Brother George, welcome.
How are you doing, Jack?
Yeah.
There's an article on News Reviews you got to check out. A county sheriff named Mike Scott out of Lee County is under investigation by the FBI because he used, at a GOP rally, he used Barack Obama's full name, Barack Hussein Obama. And he's under investigation by the FBI.
Isn't that interesting?
And we that ought to send a message to other county sheriffs. I said, if Barack Obama becomes president, you're going to have to stand your ground.
That's right. Very true, brother.
And I just want to say it's on newswithviews.com. And like I say, they're attacking free speech. And the thing is, I'm down in Texas now, and I'll tell you one thing. Nobody wants Barack Obama as president, and they're saying if he passes a draconian legislation, they are going to resist to the death down
here. God, brother, good deal. I'm happy to hear that. Yes, but remember, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Antichrist, Communist, Zionists have control of all the computer, computer voting machines, and so they can put anybody in they want to.
All right, I'm going to have time for other callers.
Okay, thanks, George. God bless you. Let's go to Eleanor in Ontario, Canada. Eleanor, sister, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment on your green dot definition.
Okay.
Dr. Carley is one of the most vocal patriots and activists there is. And she would be square in the middle of the red list. So there's something fishy with that definition of green. Green obviously doesn't mean good in this case.
Okay. Yeah, I just heard that there's a green dot being put on too, and then the yellow dot, and so I'm suspicious of it myself because we hadn't heard of the green dot before. It was the red, blue, and yellow dot. So yeah, green is new to us too, sister.
Yeah, I mean, there's only one possibility that someone on the inside is trying to protect Dr. Carley. Another possibility, but that definition needs looking into.
Okay, good.
Thanks
you,
very
sister.
Much. God bless.
Okay, God bless you now. Let's go to Bob Phillips. I don't know where you're from, Bob Phillips, but welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack. It's good to talk to you. I'm in western Colorado.
Okay, good.
The Pocatello story was I picked up on the Internet, and then I did some checking with a Marine Corps colonel who gave me the information about Spokane, Moses Lake, and then the Montana National Guard.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And his source for that was a CW04, former Special Forces man, who was one of his instructors in War College.
I see.
So, and I trust my grapevine, and I trust men who wear the uniform and go into harm's way.
Well,
more than I trust the talking heads on TV.
Yeah, good, Bob. I like your article here, Breaking News, too. Seems like that there has some credibility to it, and we're yet to make some calls here at our two police military associations, so appreciate your input, brother.
All right, well, thank you, Jack.
Okay, God bless you now. I hear the music. We're out of time, folks. Bob Phillips is the one that sent in this very important article here. He's got private sources that are 100% credible, he says. My source is absolutely credible. Okay, on that National Guard disarmament thing, but we're going to check it out ourselves, folks. Have a great weekend, folks, and a great week. Hope to be back with you next week, God willing. And please go out and get ready for hard times. Get your ammunition, get your guns, and get your food storage and things like that.
In Matthew.